This is Sid Roth saying, I have a vision. Now is the set time to blow the trumpet in Zion.
Shalom, Mishpucha. Shalom, family. Mishpucha is a Hebrew word, and that's what it means, family. We're the Mishpucha, the family with a Jewish heart, made up of Jewish and non-Jewish people that are one new man in Messiah Yeshua, Messiah Jesus, getting ready, Mishpucha, to blow the grandest shofar, all the grandest trumpet in Zion. We want everyone, everywhere, to hear the good news. We want everyone, everywhere, to be red hot for the Messiah. And I have a gentleman by the name of Charles Karn on the telephone. I'm speaking to him at his home in Boynton Beach, Florida. Charles spent the first 27 years of his ministry opposed to the gifts of the Holy Spirit, literally teaching against it. But he had a power encounter that, unfortunately, few charismatics and Pentecostals might have had the encounter, but they're not moving in it. And Charles, you said on yesterday's broadcast that some radical things are coming. Why?
That's right. Sid, I'm convinced of this. We're, and have been for a good long time, seeing some radical manifestations of the Holy Spirit. And these are manifestations that offend a lot of Christians. They do not like it, they do not want it, but in the process, their own religious ego and pride is being revealed. I had a word, I felt like, from the Lord, and I share it. It's that the extent of the Holy Spirit's radical manifestation is to parallel the extent of the church's radical unbelief. And I think we're coming into a day when God's going to get more radical with the church.
Well, speaking of being radical, the listeners that God has had listen this week, in their heart of hearts, they're dissatisfied with where they are. They want to make a mega step with God. They want to move in this kind of power. They want to move in the compassion of Jesus. They want to see blind eyes open, deaf hear, people schizophrenic set free, alcoholics. Very quickly, tell me about an alcoholic that was set free.
All right, when I was pastor during my traditional ministry, I had a brother that was a chronic alcoholic. In fact, Sid, he was just the town drunk. Unfortunately. And I took him from one detox center to another because I didn't know anything else to do. I knew absolutely nothing about the power of the Holy Spirit or that addiction was a demon. I did not know that. I left the church, was gone for a 10-year period. During that time, I got filled with the Holy Spirit and got my eyes open, came back and to the original church where this brother had been. And I was preaching there, and to my amazement, one night, who comes in but someone that looks very much like Hay? And I thought, well, that cannot be he because he's dead by now with cirrhosis of the liver. Well, it sort of was. His wife came in. She looked healthy and happy. And after the meeting, I asked him, I said, John, what about your old problem? And he had to think for a moment. And he said, oh, you mean my alcoholism? And I said, yes. He said, Pastor, after you left here, I went to a real church and got delivered.
Mm.
Well, I tell you, of course, by that time, I was operating in the gifts of the Holy Spirit, but I could appreciate the man's attitude. He said he had gone to a real church and gotten delivered.
Charles.
Yes.
There are people that are desperate to go from point A to point B. That are desperate. They've been treading water for so many years. They've been preaching a good game, but not seeing the results that the Bible talks about. I know that if they read your book, The Edge of Glory, subtitled Receiving the Power of the Holy Spirit, that because of the anointing on this book and because of what's happened to you and the teaching the Holy Spirit has given you, it's going to revolutionize their walk with the Lord. And we're making this book available for $15 postage paid, The Edge of Glory. But I believe that if you pray for people right now, the people that aren't desperate enough, they want to be, but the flesh is too strong.
Yes. and said, I want to, in praying for the people, I want to pray for the pastors, but I want everybody to be involved in that. I want your whole listening audience to just take it on as a burden to pray for their preachers, to pray for their preachers to be delivered from ego and pride.
Let's agree right now.
Okay. Father, we come in the name of Yeshua, Jesus, the Messiah. We thank you, Lord, that he gave us the example, and then he gave us the teaching, and he gave us the word that the death of the outer man, the corn, the grain of wheat, must fall into the ground and die. Otherwise, it cannot bring forth new life. We pray for all of the pastors. And Lord, right now we pray for the congregational members that are listening, for them to join together, interceding for their pastors. And I pray, Father, that you'll release intercession, a Romans 8:26 type of intercession, that we know not how to pray for, what to pray for as we ought, but the Spirit himself makes intercession for us with groanings that cannot be uttered. And I pray that the power of your Spirit will come so heavily upon some of these dear church members and praying for their pastors that they will experience the groaning intercession that goes beyond tongues, that goes beyond English. God Almighty, let it be so and let it happen. Yes, Lord, we pray for the pastors. Let the scales fall from their eyes. Let them come from their darkness, from their Damascus room experience. Lord, let it happen. In your name, Jesus. Amen.
Amen. Now pray for those that are so hungry for more of God.
Oh, yes. Oh, yes. Sid, let me share this word with them. Jesus said, everyone who asks receives. The problem is not in getting the power in us. The problem is getting the power to come out of us. Everyone who asks receives. But not everyone then who ministers ministers in the power. And the reason being that's like rubber around an electric wire. There's power there, enough power to kill you, but you're safe to hold it because of the insulation.
So how do we get rid of the insulation?
Okay, that is the death experience. That's the death of ego. That's the death of pride. That's the death of just being like when God told Moses, take your shoes off your feet. I don't want even shoe leather between you and the holy ground. I want your feet touching the holy ground. And in a similar way, the shoe leather is like the insulation. It's between us and the power. Whether we're pastors or lay people or whatever our function in the body may be, we need not only to experience the incoming of the power, but we need to experience the outgoing of the power. Well, let's pray for the insulation. And I'll just speak this word to those listening, that ask the Holy Spirit to tell you what the insulating factor is in your life. It may be jealousy. It may be a carnal ambition of some kind. You may be mistaking your soulishness for God's word in your life, and you need to get that straight and clear. Father, in the name of Jesus, we just pray for this listening audience. Lord, that you'll strip off every bit of veneer that we have on us, every bit of the cosmetic religion, just wash our faces and let the holy glory of Jesus Christ in us shine out of us and let the power, God Almighty, come through us, Jesus, in the way you said that these signs will follow those who believe. They will lay hands on the sick and they will recover. God, we've seen it happen, but we've also seen a lot of failure. And Lord, whatever the cause of the failure is, we want it out of the way. There are homes out there that are suffering and hurting, husbands and wives that are weeping for their mates, children are weeping for their parents, and parents weeping for their children when they need the power of God Almighty to come into their homes, to come into their lives, and to come out of their hands as they touch and pray for one another, that the demonstration of the Holy Spirit will come in power. God Almighty, show us each what that insulating factor is and help us to get rid of it. And then, Jesus, move in power with us. In your name, amen.
Amen. You know, Charles, that is the key. There is, in each one of us, there's an insulation that is preventing the flow of that power.
Yes.
And it's different in each one.
Yes.
And you believe that everyone who asks receives.
Oh, I do. said, you know, God, it only took God one day to get Israel out of Egypt. It took 40 years to get Egypt out of Israel. And that's the same pattern that we're dealing with in our day. The problem is not getting the power of God in us. The problem is getting the power of God out of us. And that's insulation.
Charles, yes. I'm reading about so many testimonies of people being physically healed, and you have many of them in your book, The Edge of Glory. Again, Mishpucha, order it today. The Edge of Glory. Receive the power, $15, postage paid. Pray for people to be physically healed right now, quickly.
Yes. Father, we pray for those that are under the bondage of a drug addiction, homosexuality, depression, whatever the cause, Lord, in the name of Jesus Christ, Yeshua, HaMashiach, we rebuke it. We tell you, demon, get out of their way, get out of their lives, turn them loose and go. We don't ask you to do anything. We don't raise our voice and honor you or dignify you in any way, whatever. Or bring a railing accusation. We say, the Lord rebuke you. But we tell you, get out of their way. Get out of their way and go in Jesus' name.
In Jesus' name, in all of your ministry, if you had to pick one miracle, tell me it real quickly.
It would be probably a woman in Cleveland, Tennessee, about 2 years ago, a stroke patient, came to the meeting sitting on the front row. I did not know was a stroke victim. She could not stand, could not walk. A nurse was with her. I went to her and asked her to stand, and then the nurse explained what her problem was. So the nurse and another woman held her up, prayed for her, said 2 minutes later, that dear woman was running up the aisle, hands over her head, clapping. She was yelling, leaping like a kangaroo. She went up the center aisle, across the rear of the building, back down the side aisle, across the front, healed. Healed. Two strokes, her speech was slurred, her face sagged, arm was paralyzed, leg was paralyzed. That's probably the most dramatic instantaneous healing I've seen.
Are we going to be seeing more?
Yes, but the church is going to have to get rid of its ego and pride. There's no other way.
There is no other way, but we're out of time. Thank you, Charles. This Shabbat broadcast, I want to bless everyone. The Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord cause his countenance. Oh, there's a flow of God's Spirit, his countenance to come upon you. The Lord grant you his shalom, his completeness in your spirit, in your soul, and in your body. In the name of the Sar Shalom, the Prince of Peace, Yeshua HaMashiach Tzidkenu, Jesus the Messiah, our righteousness.
Yiverechech Adonai v'yishmarecha. Ya'er Adonai panav elecha v'chunecha. Yisa Adonai
If you would like to receive a complimentary copy of our bi-monthly teaching newsletter, cassette catalog, or information about becoming Mishpucha, write to me, Sid Roth, Post Office Box 1918, Brunswick, Georgia 31521, or call our order-only line 1-800-548-1918. To place a credit card order, call anytime 1-800-548-1918. For all other calls, the number is 912-265-2500. That's 912-265-2500. For a cassette tape of this week's broadcast, send $5 to Sid Roth, Post Office Box 1918, Brunswick, Georgia 31521. Look us up on the web, www.sidroth.org. That's www.sidroth.org.